I think that one of the things that the UDHR could extensively benefit from is more input from countries that were previously underrepresented at the time of its creation. And one of the major criticisms that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights faced, back when it was created and even now, is that it doesn't take into account many diverse perspectives and that it's an inherently very Western document. So I think in order to sort of be able to help address issues of poverty, I think it needs to take in more perspectives from communities that were marginalized, indigenous communities, previously colonized countries that unfortunately weren't represented to the extent that they should have been at the time of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights' creation. So, true universality, I sort of emphasize that I think that it should take into account various different perspectives, not just the Western world. But I also wanted to emphasize how obviously discourse surrounding human rights has changed a lot since the time when the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was written, specifically because of, an increased rise in private sector human rights abuses and exploitation, but also in the way technology has advanced and been more integrated into warfare. And I think part of making the Universal Declaration of Human Rights more improved is sort of accounting for that lack of discourse in the private sector, but also in technology across time. And so I think the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, sorry, would extensively benefit if more tenets were added to it about sort of this development in technology that's being used to infringe upon human rights.